Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 167 for Tuesday, December 2nd. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were mostly higher on choppy trading Tuesday morning due to a weaker Canadian dollar and technical buying in the wake of yesterday's losses. Values were slightly firmer, with the January contract checking in at $422.90 per ton. The large U.S. soybean harvest and improving prospects for the South American soybean crop continue to cast a bearish tone over the market. However, spillover buying for Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed futures supported values. Crude oil posted a strong recovery bounce, which also lent moderate support to the vegetable oil market. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were 10 cents per bushel lower, with the January contract checking in at $10.06 a bushel. Weak export data in the UN and a general belief Brazil is preparing to ramp up exports were bearish. Argentinian planting progress is pegged at 48%. That's down from 54% last year at this time. Rain in South America and a firm American dollar have limited any upsides. There is speculation the European Union could begin quantitative easing to aid the economic recovery process. Corn was 4 cents per bushel lower, with the March contract sitting at $3.83 per bushel. The weakness in the energy sector could push ethanol production lower. Export demand is said to be improving in the U.S., but is not enough to counter what's happening with the oil market. Brazil exported 2.9 million tons of corn in November. That is down from 3.9 million exported last year. U.S. wheat was 3 cents weaker, with the March contract at $6.03 a bushel. Values have corrected themselves somewhat after yesterday's news that Russia could limit its exports sent prices soaring. Australia has reduced the estimate for its crop this year to 23.22 million metric tons. That's due to hot and dry conditions. The euro is weak against the American dollar, which continues to make French wheat very desirable. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, December 2nd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.